here's a story from The World.
Who says you can't hold massive sporting events during a pandemic? In Shanghai, 600 players quarantined for 3 weeks to compete in a competition that will last a month. The Korean team, Damwon, took first at the League of Legends World Championships, but China nabbed the prize for most esports fans in the world. The World's Rebecca Canther in Shanghai explains.
When Haile Liu was a kid in Beijing in the 2000s, she played computer games like these.
My mom doesn't want me to play those. She just wants me to focus on my study. That's like Chinese parents.
Later, she went to the U.S. for high school. She started playing League of Legends with her friends back in China. It helped her keep up her Chinese, she says. But her mom still disapproved. Liu secretly stayed up late gaming after her parents went to bed. And she and her friends watched League of Legends tournaments together online.
When I play those games, I feel like very exciting and like you can forget about other things happened in your daily life.
杨永信的心理课堂是为在网瘾戒治中心接受治疗。
Back when she was a kid, it was common to see news reports like this one about the dangers of computer games.
网络这种高科技含量的事物给人类的生活带来了极大的变化。
In this program, teenagers wearing military fatigues are shown going through group therapy to cure them of addiction. A decade later, so much has changed. Today, China is a country of gamers. Roughly half the population plays some sort of online game. That's more than 600 million people. And professional esports leagues are booming. At the League of Legends World Championships held in Shanghai last month, more than 3 million people entered to win a ticket to attend the finals. Only 6,000 were allowed in because of social distancing rules. Outside the stadium, almost everyone in line looked to be under 30. This young woman, who's an engineer, won a ticket and traveled over 500 miles to be in the live audience. I've been playing League of Legends for 8 years now, she says. I wanted to come today to feel the energy of watching with a crowd. Korean team Damwon won the championship trophy, which came with its own Louis Vuitton carrying case. It's one of the many major brands that's moving into esports territory. Here in the heart of Shanghai, a Nike store has put esports gear at the center of its floor display. There are League of Legends team jerseys, shoes, and clothing. There's even a gaming area where you can play while you shop. While a lot of the esports gear is targeted to younger gamers, it also appeals to people in their 30s and 40s. So along with Nike, MasterCard, Mercedes-Benz, MAC Cosmetics, they're all signing esports sponsorship deals too. AJ Jilka is a sports marketer who worked on the Nike deal with China's League of Legends Pro League.
One of the biggest eye-openers for me is that it's not just about kids. It's also about people who have purchasing power, who still look at it as a form of entertainment, but they have the means to spend on that.
And League of Legends players are shoppers. Even inside the game, there are opportunities to purchase merchandise. China runs on mobile transactions, which makes this shopping seamless.
I don't have to physically go to the store and buy that. I can just like swipe, tap, and consume. I already have that virtual product to then put on my avatar. And I can do it within the space of half a second.
Cities like Shanghai and Chongqing are jumping on the bandwagon too, promoting themselves as esports bases to attract investors. But Frederick Yang, a video game industry veteran who now runs a chain of arcades, says that China's support of gaming is complicated. He says there's a lot of contradictions in how the government regulates esports. There are time limits for younger players to prevent addiction. No games involving gambling or featuring blood or dead bodies. No playing online with gamers outside of China. At the same time, the government wants to support the growth of esports in China. Last year, it recognized esports as a profession, opening the way for training and job opportunities. Haile Liu, the League of Legends fan, hopes to land one of them. And this time, her mom has given her full support.
Well, my mom right now, she just thinks if I can get a job and I can earn money by myself, she's really happy about that. So,
esports will continue to expand here, offering China more opportunities to cash in on the growing number of gamers, but also more challenges in how to control them. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.